Welcome to the Southwest section of our literary garden. The Southwest holds a special place in the hearts and minds of many people, and its literature reflects and celebrates the region's breathtaking vistas, mountains, and rugged terrain. Equally, rugged native and cultivated plants, uniquely to the Southwest, are frequently featured in this literary tradition, as well as in this garden. Many of these Southwestern literary works ask you to consider issues that are intrinsic to this area. In a time of diminishing natural and linguistic diversity, the literature of the Southwest highlights how humans and their landscape interact. Southwest literature is often filled with the energy and romanticism of frontier stories and the gritty determination of frontier characters. Zane Grey, Louis L'Amour, or Willa Cather represent the Southwest as a landscape that has been transformed by settlement. More recently, writers such as Conrad Richter and Leslie Marmon Silko represent the Southwest as a landscape to be sustained rather than exploited. Living in harmony with the environment is a frequent theme. Questions of U.S. and borderlands history, environmental and cultural justice, and ethnicity are asked as you explore the literary portrayals of the Southwest. Consider the issues of regional representation when you read these books. In what ways does a work seem Southwestern? How does this literature contribute to a sense of the Southwest as a historical, cultural, and natural region distinct from other areas of the United States? For more, visit our website or scan the QR code on this sign to learn about the literary works and plants in the Southwest.